That's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the
VAR
show. With your host that does the most, the one and only, the most electrifying presenter of them all, DJ Stones. And with me here is
simply the best. Better than all the rest. It is DJ Sticks.
His album is coming out very, very soon.
Dropping tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Eastern and Western time.
Get ready.
But yeah, we have a good show for you. But before we jump into anything, let us go and enjoy these tunes.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got some hot stuff to talk about.
We do.
So we're going to start off with the Bundesliga.
Mm-hmm.
So why the Bundesliga, you'd be asking? Because something crazy happened.
Something crazy happened.
Dortmund beat Schalke 1-0.
Whoa.
That's not really the crazy thing, but that's like a fact. Youssef Nkunku. Youssef, I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
Youssef Nkunku.
The youngster.
The youngster bagging a goal at the 78th minute.
Hmm. Good.
But the biggest thing here, right?
Okay.
Now this is again, I think they just do this to give other teams a head start. But Bayern Munich has lost 1-0 against Augsburg. And this comes after, I think, was it two or three draws that they had?
That is insane.
Putting them currently around fourth or fifth in the table.
Did you just say Bayern Munich? He's fifth.
Between fourth or fifth, yeah.
Wow. Insane. And if you look at the stats, they had 19 shots, but only 6 on target.
I guess
77% ball possession.
The biggest problem with Bayern Munich right now, it's the problem City had last season, where they don't have a dedicated striker.
Oh,
so
you have a point.
Like, I see they play Mane up front, but Mane is not a striker.
It's not an out and it's not a Lewandowski.
Mm-hmm. He's not as hungry as someone like Lewandowski. His finishing is not as clinical someone as Lewandowski. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And look, right now, Musiala is a very, very good attacker, but he's not a striker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I see they brought in Chipamote. He's not as hungry or as good as someone like Lewandowski.
He just has a good agent.
Very good agent. One of the best agents
the
in the
best
world.
Best agents in the world.
If I'm ever running for president, I'm going to get that agent in my campaign.
I'm telling you.
It will make me win the presidency in America.
Not a lot of players go from Stoke City to PSG.
And from PSG to Bayern Munich.
I promise you. With like, not a lot of game time.
Look, I must say, I'm not saying he's like proven himself to be like a Bayern Munich level player. But he's proven himself to be a rotational player, you know, at least a rotational player.
He's okay.
He's okay for that.
Yeah.
But how the hell he got there?
I don't know. We don't know.
I have no clue.
Tell us.
Mm-hmm. Please do tell me. I need those connections. I'll start my own agency.
Hey, make things happen. Oh my goodness.
But anyway, so like I think that's one of the biggest problems, you know, and going into the January transfer, they need to now look for like a striker. They need to get like a young striker on loan.
Cesco.
You know? Like a Cesco or whoever is in Gladbach. Who's the current one in Gladbach? Because I know he's flipping good.
Marcus Thuram.
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's very, very good.
So I think it would be very good. Like, they just need to get themselves a good, dedicated striker who can stand up there and bag in the goals, you know?
Yeah. Like, someone basically who poses like a threat, like a Lewandowski guy who'll just like sit there, you know?
And like, even worst case scenario, what he can do is he can pull a lot of men on him and keep the ball.
Yeah.
You know? And I look at like Barcelona and, look, Barcelona doesn't have one of the best teams right now, you know?
No, they
don't. Have a very good team, but it's not one of, like, the best teams. This is not a team that will win UEFA.
No.
But because they have a freaking good striker in Robert Lewandowski.
Legendary.
He's bagging the goals.
Yeah. Like, from nothing. From
nothing.
Yeah. And that gives the team confidence
and that,
as well.
Yeah. Like, I remember watching the last Man United game. Like, obviously, they're trying to transform Rashford into like that striker, but could you see like it made a huge difference?
Mm.
It made a huge difference us having somebody in the front.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, when Martial comes in, it will be even different.
Oof,
you know?
I can't wait for him.
And
preseason, he was scary.
He was scary.
Yeah.
And if we get somebody like Cisco into that team,
oof.
You have Cisco running down the middle. You have Anthony on the wing.
Oh, Anthony.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Because not only does it enable loose ball, if loose balls get into the box, it's like a definite goal, but he's able to pull. Like you look at Haaland and Sancho when they were at Dortmund together. A lot of Sancho's goals could come in very well because a lot of defenders would then go huddle up around Haaland, giving him more of a space to run in.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and he's clinical. And then you also, now if he doesn't shoot, he can then pass to Haaland, who's clinical.
Who's very clinical. You know? Extremely clinical.
And it's that type of thing. Like, they need to, like, in the beginning, it was all fun and games, but if January he doesn't get a striker,
they're not going to go far.
Then they're probably going to still win the Bundesliga, but, you know,
yeah,
they're
but
not going to be as...
You know, there's a team in the Bundesliga that hasn't lost a game.
Oh.
And that team is called Union Berlin.
Yeah.
And they currently second on the table.
Yeah.
Haven't lost a game.
Oh, Union Berlin.
Oh.
What they're doing on the top half of the league, we don't know.
We don't know.
But you know, I like this club a whole lot. If you guys go back to our later shows, you'd hear how highly I speak of this club. Because this club is for the people, by the people, you know?
Oh, man.
Like, during COVID, a lot of the... Because it was not a very huge club, so they had, like, money issues. So a lot of the people from the community will come help, like, look after the... In fact, that's, like, the norm, where a lot of people from the grounds will come and help the what you call it... I mean, a lot of people from the community will come help with the grounds and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cutting the grass, making sure the pitch is fresh.
Wow.
You know, looking after their stadium. And in the community, Union Berlin has become, like, a part of them, you know? It's their club. You know, like, as much as I can say, my club is Manchester United, it's not really my club, you know? It's all the way in England, you know? And even if I was staying right next door to Man United, there would be little I could do for Man United.
Yeah.
But with Union Berlin and their community, it's like their thing, you know? They go into that stadium and fix it up. They, you know, have say in specific wow. things about the club. They are involved with their club, you know?
Real people,
you know? And that's amazing. That's amazing. All the best to them for the season. Now I want to jump over to the Premier League, the top-notch league. And I want to start off with Man City beating Wolves 3-0. So a 3-0 victory from Man City with Jack Grealish picking up a goal in the first minute.
In the first minute!
Followed by Erling Haaland and then Phil Foden.
Yeah.
I think this Man City squad is looking good.
No, it is. It is.
It's looking quite good.
Obviously, there are some scares, you know. So the Newcastle game where we drew 3-3.
Yeah.
And the Dortmund game during the week, Champions League, which was also scary.
Yeah, it was very close.
Yeah, but luckily we have that guy.
Yes, that guy in the front. You can just
who's just like ball. Like willing to throw himself at anything and everything.
Yep.
Which gives us that chance.
Yep.
I think if it was last season, we well could have lost that game.
Yep, because you never had that person, you know.
Yeah,
which... and they tried. You see, like what Bayern Munich is doing now, it seems very similar to what City did last season.
Yeah,
you know, obviously Gabriel Jesus wasn't like that clinical finisher.
It was like a Mane-ish.
So they mostly played him on the wing, and they then try play to Brainer as a like more central role. They tried to play Sterling as a more central role, and it just didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other big game was obviously a lot of games being postponed. So the other big game that I want to look at, which will go into our first topic, our first big topic is Tottenham versus Leicester City.
How good is Tottenham?
Tottenham is on fire.
Tottenham hasn't lost this season.
Tottenham is on fire. I think they've lost one.
No, they haven't.
If I'm not mistaken.
They haven't. They've won 5 and drew 2. Crazy stuff.
As I look for them on the log. Oh, they drew 2. Yeah, they haven't lost.
I thought they did. I thought they lost.
Wow.
Wow, okay. All right.
You know who hasn't drawn this season?
Arsenal.
Man United. We don't do draws.
Man United.
We don't do draws.
We don't lose. Yes. Yes. And then Leicester doesn't win.
And Leicester doesn't win. Eish. But we'll get to them just now. Just in a second, right? So... Tottenham beat Leicester 6-0.
Oof.
With 3 goals coming out from Son, a goal from Harry Kane, a goal from Eric Dier, and a goal from Rodrigo.
Mm.
Having 16 shots with 11 on target against Leicester City's 19 shots and 7 on target. I think Antonio Conte has built a very, very good side here, you know. Playing as a 3-4-2-1.
Yeah.
And they're very, very good. I actually keep forgetting Longleck is actually in Tottenham.
He is.
He's on loan in Tottenham.
On loan. A good signing as well.
Yeah.
From him.
And like he's playing his part. You know, a lot of the players here in Tottenham, you know, they're working very, very well together. I'm losing my words here. Found myself. So you can see when a club backs up their manager, you know, and you hire a manager that knows how to build.
Yeah.
You have something very dangerous. Now, is this a Tottenham side that's going to win the league? I don't think so.
Probably not.
But this is a Tottenham side that potentially could come out of this season with silverware.
7 games in, haven't lost.
You know, this could be a side that could win a freaking Europa. Yeah, if they can win a Europa. They could win an FA Cup.
They can.
They can win a community, not a community shield. What's it called? Carabao Cup. And for them, it's about just winning a trophy. It's been so long.
Has it happened before?
I think I forgot when was the last time Tottenham won a trophy.
It was the Audi Cup. Very prestigious trophy.
The best trophy in the world.
Footballing world.
You know?
Oh my goodness. But I'm just looking at the way the goals came in.
Sorry, that last trophy was in 2008.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. What?
Where they won the Carling Cup.
Carling Cup, come on.
Yeah. Which I think now is the Carabao Cup.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Yep.
I'm just looking at the way the goals went in. So Tielemans scores first in the 6th minute. Leicester takes the lead. And then 2 minutes later, Harry Kane scores a goal.
Mm.
And then you have Dyer who scores in the 21st minute, 2-1 to Tottenham. And then Madison squares it up, 2-2, 41. And then just, I think this is just after half-time, so beginning of second half, Bentancur scores. Then that's 47th minute. And then Son scored his hat-trick in a matter of 13 minutes. Tottenham looks like a team that knows how to score.
Yep. This is a goal-scoring team, you know?
They literally score now. Yeah, now it's actual plays that happen.
Yep.
That cause goals, which is...
And it's not just by accident. It's not a just-happened goal.
Yeah.
They're very structured in how they're doing things, you know?
So, yeah, this is a scary team. Let's look out for Tottenham.
Yep.
You know, we never know.
And now, the team I want to focus on now is Leicester City, you know, going from almost winning the league to, you know, being a very strong side, you know, being a good Europa side, being almost a UEFA side, 2 seasons almost making it into UEFA Champions League, just missing out on the last day to this.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, them losing their last owner was a huge impact on the team, you know, because I just want to get to something, but like I'm looking at their transfers, what they were doing in the transfer market, even, you know, this past season.
Yeah,
it doesn't make full on sense, you know.
I know, and one of the deals that. It really shocked me was them releasing Schmeichel.
Yes.
But now, them releasing Schmeichel, obviously, like, you can make a case out of that. Yes, he was older and stuff like that. But then also them not replacing him with a proper replacement. Because Schmeichel was a really good goalkeeper.
Yep.
Even if you play FIFA, you would know, you know. And them not getting a good replacement just doesn't make sense. And I totally agree with you with the transfer window thing, where the window just didn't make sense.
They barely signed anyone. Like, they have Fofana who left. They had they had Schmeichel who left, and then they barely bringing in any players. You know.
Yeah, those are two crucial positions, though.
They only spent about what, 17 million.
What? The entire transfer.
The entire transfer.
Yeah, I know that's not a window for a club that wants to go somewhere.
Yeah. And the problem is now you end up having a very stale side. Like I told people, one of the biggest things that they did this transfer window at Man United was the fact that they brought in players that were not going to sit on the bench.
No ways.
You know?
No ways.
And that now changes players' attitudes, because it becomes a thing of it's either you're with us or you get stamped on.
Yeah.
You know? And that's now the manager's point of view. Because now the problem is, over time, you now have people who can afford to play bad, you know, because they know they're going to be in.
Yeah.
They're going to play.
Yeah.
And I just don't see this side having an ambition, you know? And with the way they're playing so far, do I think they're going to get relegated? I don't think Leicester City will get relegated. I think they're going to pull something out of nowhere. Could be wrong. They could still keep the way they are.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to get relegated. I think they're going to be able to pull out of this one. But this is not a good Leicester City side.
No, it's not.
This is not a well-run Leicester City club.
And I think also, so they lost their owner around 2018 or something.
Yeah.
And I think since then, it's been a slow downhill.
Yep.
You know. Obviously, like you said, them winning the league in 2016,
yep,
and then getting UEFA the next season, and then getting to the quarterfinals of UEFA, which was crazy.
Mm.
And then the following season, almost making UEFA, but going into Europa,
yep,
which is also good. Mm-hmm. Next season, again, Europa. Mm. And then now this last season, they were in conference.
Yeah.
So it's been a slow decline.
Yep. And like I compare their signings this year to their signings last year. Last year, they put Daka in. They bought, they brought in a defensive midfielder. I'm not going to even try to say his name. From Lille. They brought in, they brought in about 10 players, you know?
Which brings life into the team.
Which, yeah, they had like Lookman coming into the team,
you know? Yes, Lookman.
They brought in like life into this team. You know, some players coming in from their places like League One, their second team, which is Leicester City under 21s, right? But they brought in players into the team, you know? And they spent about, what is this, about around 67 million, you know, in that transfer. And now you go into this season. And now when I look at this season, they only brought in about, what is it, 4 players, right? And they've only spent about 17 million.
Yeah.
That's madness.
They don't look like a team that's...
that wants to win anything.
Yeah. And which obviously is a reflection because, I mean, the last place in the Premier League, Leicester City is 20th right now.
Yeah.
7 games in, lost 6, and drew 1.
And like... a lot of questions also now need to come down to the manager.
What's happening?
And one thing I am shocked about is that he's not yet sacked.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this is something that, you know, what Tuchel did, that wasn't sackable, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think yet it's time to sack Brendan Rodgers because the season is still, it can still be saved, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, for a club like Leicester, they shouldn't be they shouldn't be allowing this. Though.
But they shouldn't be allowing this. There should be pressure for under him, saying, if this carries on, we're going to be looking for other options.
Like we know, with a club like West Ham, I mean, they have a good coach in David Moyes, and luckily, you know, in Europe there's results. So I think it's a matter of time that they also start performing in the Premier League because they're also 18th.
Even them,
yeah, the 18th.
You know, and this is one of the worst seasons to be off of form because you have teams like Nottingham Forest who currently is not doing great, but they're hungry. Yeah. Everton does not want to go down, even though all signs are pointing them to go down. Yeah. Wolves doesn't want to go down.
Look at Bournemouth, 12.
Bournemouth is 12, you know?
Yeah.
And Fulham is freaking sixth, around 6-7.
Sixth. Whoa, okay.
And obviously, as the league goes on, these things will change.
Yeah.
But these are teams that are fighting. Mm-hmm. Fulham is fighting to stay in.
Like, there's no way Newcastle intends to be in the relegation battle this year.
Yeah, like, freaking hell, like Aleksandar Mitrovic is at 6 goals already.
Yeah.
And this is important. Like, it's crazy. How you run your club is very important. Because this, what's happening on the pitch is a reflection of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there's a direct reflection.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they come back.
Oh, hopefully they do. And another club I want to talk about, they didn't play this weekend. Their match was postponed, and it was Chelsea. So Chelsea has a new owner by the name of Todd how do you say his surname?
Oof.
Todd Bowley.
Yes.
That's how you say his surname. Yes. Thank you. So Todd Bowley. Is Todd Bowley going to be the Glazers for Chelsea?
Well, first of all, he's American.
Yep.
Which is similar. Yeah. And he's the CEO of Eldridge Industries.
Yep.
A holding company. I don't know what that company does.
So it holds.
It holds. Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah, definitely. But it looks like a guy who's big in education. I don't know.
So,
but there's no tie to him in football.
He owns, I think, is it the Red Sox in America, which is an American baseball team. He's obviously a businessman. He's an investor.
For sure.
But he doesn't really know, he doesn't really know football.
Yeah.
And he seems now you have an investor who doesn't really know football, who so far is making some very questionable football decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
It looks like he's gonna be a very profit-based owner, you know?
For sure. I look at him, yeah, he also has other investment deals. Having a 20% share of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I think it's not the Red Sox, it's the Dodgers, yes.
And he's also a part owner of the Los Angeles Sparks.
Yeah.
So this guy is clearly a guy who invests.
Yep.
So he puts his money in many places and hopefully hopes for a return.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't think he's involved in football for football.
Yeah, and it's going to, because you know, these type of things, like a football club is, I think somebody says that if you're getting into it for profit, you're going to hurt the football.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to hurt the football. And obviously, Chelsea fans should be very happy at the state that Abramovich left and what happened between, like, you know, in the whole negotiations and stuff. Because obviously there are things they've put in place to prevent the worst of the worst happening, which is like him being able to pull dividends out of the club.
Yeah.
You know, which then helps big time because now, like you look at United, it's now about what are we going to be able to get back so we minimize spending as much as possible. So we can, and what also ends up happening is that all the money that the club is spending is the money that the club is making, and there's no cash injections that come in to boost our transfers. And if that ends up happening in Chelsea, I don't see Chelsea really, you know, going far.
Yeah.
Because one of Chelsea's biggest points is their development. And if he becomes anything like the Glazers, you know, that's going to be a huge, huge problem.
Mm.
Because that means their facilities could drop. And if their facilities could drop, you know, that means the ability to create young talent goes away.
You won't have your Mason Mounts.
And because, you know, listen to comments this guy says where he says Mohamed Salah and Mohamed Salah and De Bruyne are homegrown Chelsea talents. It's not true. Chelsea let go of them. Yeah. They didn't develop in Chelsea. They developed elsewhere.
Salah in Roma, De Bruyne in Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I look at this. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's currently 12 loanees this season alone from Chelsea.
Mm, that have gone out.
That have gone out. So this is like 12 potential players for Chelsea in the future.
Yeah.
Minus Lukaku, who's... not their future, you get
it? Yeah. No.
And if he, this is like what Chelsea is known for. This is how, because they build these guys. These guys become stars and then they're able to sell them and they're able to get a lot of money for these players. And you know, if he changes how Chelsea does things, I can see huge trouble for Chelsea down the line.
Yeah. True. Because I also feel like the sacking of Thomas Tuchel wasn't a very thoughtful one.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, what? What, we sack the manager, you know?
But makes no sense.
But who is the manager, you know? Who are you sacking? You're sacking Thomas Tuchel, you know?
And who are you gonna, you brought in Potter. Look, I'm hoping the best for Potter.
No, he's a good coach.
Is he ready for a Chelsea job?
That's the question.
Is he ready for the Chelsea job?
Yeah.
And if he's not, all the best, you know, because this is the type of thing that can make or break your career.
No, for real.
It can make or break your career, you know, and that's the thing here. You look at Lampard. Lampard hasn't recovered fully from the Chelsea gig. And then for him to take the Everton gig wasn't the smartest as well.
Yeah.
Because then he can leave him as a mid-tier coach for the rest of his career.
Just fight for relegation and then, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, he could end up becoming a championship side coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Graham Potter could be facing. And that's the fact.
Like your pick, Sam.
You know? That's the fact, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it for the show. Hope you guys enjoyed. We went through a lot.
We did.
But, you know, we did it for you.
Yes.
Just for you.
Yes.
But from me, the one, the only, the most electrifying presenter around, DJ Stones.
And DJ Sticks, simply the best.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Peace.
And now, we continue with commercial free music. Go! Pull up to the city side, that's the tricky side where they let the big commercial free music.
Yo, it don't play with me, Tony, you know. I come from the east side of town, you know.
Hey, let's go.
They want the money.
They want the money.
Come out, you owe me.
Come out, you ask.
Bring out the trophy.
Bring out the hoe.
You got to show me.
Yeah, let's go.
We ate baloney.
We ate baloney.
With all the homies.
With all the homies.
Watch out for police.
Watch out for police.
Tryna control me. Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, let's go. Free throw line. MJ flag. Let me go shine. Can't stop crying. Show me that sign. Open them blinds.
Hey,
let's go. Bring me outside. Time to go slide. Open your mind. Had to go grind. Check your ties. Matter what lady ride. I ain't stopping cause the game is tied. 98 is Chi-Town, hit him with a turning glass. Then I had to lose my pride. Could have had Mufasa pride. When I got my shot denied, had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach.
My BK is with the holes upgraded.
Upgraded, upgraded.
On that trading block, my sins got traded. I might fade away, but I can't be faded.
Be faded, be faded.
New Westside Sixers, make it, take it.
Take it, take it.
Grace on me, got it stacked, got it packed, got it racked. Then I got racks, stacked in packs, then I got packs, wrapped and stacked. Just a roster player, moving like conveyor. But holding up that trophy, like see you later.
Joe and Robin pimpin', they ain't winning unless we quit and crucifixion in my vision. I ain't asking for permission. Spirit in my engine closer to slipping, the clipping, the gripping, I squeeze. And the demon is screaming, he flip when the weapon is present, I give you a gift. All free, no slaves. Live forever, no age. God sin, God grace. Always win, I got faith. They always got something to say. Just not in the face. Too busy, I'm grown. But I got time to grind.
I'm a lady ride. I ain't stopping cause the game is tied. 298 in Chi-Town. Hit him with a turning glass. Then I had to lose my pride. Could've had Mufasa pride. But I got my shot denied. Had to go to the other side. Yeah, coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there. Coach, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Let's go, get him in there. Hey, coach, get him in there. Get him in there, coach.
I remember seeing cocaine right next to my man, which is 5 years old, the TV sold, I don't know how we handle it. Cheeto bags with bullets in it, felt like it was scandalous. Used to study police like the panelists and analysts. Popos know me by my name, so don't open that trunk. Life just fell apart, just like this car, my life is junk. Bad for all humanity, my love, please come and stand with me. Keep trying to kill this vanity, I need you for my sanity. Cause, what you see? I see Satan trying to come at me.
Oh no,
what that mean? Got a billion angels running things.
Christ, got that team?
Undefeated for eternity.
Oh, yeah,
100 rings, champion in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Like I'm on the antonym of ambigan. Blessed through shenanigans. My prayer sounds like a ramble anti. Those who don't know the man within. Feeling like I speak a Mandarin. Lord, use me to show them man again. I'm on edge. Gift to the Holy Spirit. Got me feeling like a winner. Even though I'm sending close to the list. That fake coming your one. Oh, son, like son, oh, cross. I give my life. Christ gave life for them wages. Different chapters mean you gotta turn pages. Testify. Make disciples. Guard your witness. Study his word. Learn what your gift is. Kingdom building is kingdom business. And we still knocking evil senses like,